Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great.
And on this last day of the fall membership drive, it means the last day of our fall season preview. We've been ending the show each day with news about what's coming to New York this fall season. And now we wrap it up with art museums and galleries with Carolina Miranda, arts critic and author of WNYC Culture's Gallerina blog. Hey, Carolina, welcome back.
How are you?
Good. Now, yesterday, I hear that you checked out a funhouse of a show at the New Museum, complete with a two-floor slide and a saltwater isolation tank. This is at a museum in Manhattan?
Yes, it is. It is a art as carnival or carnival as art. Haller is this Brussels-born artist who used to be a scientist. He was actually a scientist for many years before becoming an artist. And his exhibitions are always kind of like these bizarre lab tests. Like, he wants to challenge the viewer's sense of perception. So he creates these installations in which he's really rattling, not just your sense of perception, but literally your balance. When you're floating in that tank, which I did yesterday morning, and you close your eyes, it's almost like you're hurtling through space.
You actually float in a tank? Do you have to bring a change of clothes?
I wore a swimsuit underneath. The press was there, so I wasn't going to count on running
Sounds
around
like
naked.
Maybe something that should be in Coney Island rather than a museum.
It is. I mean, what's kind of interesting about it is he does play on the sort of physical changes that amusement parks due to people. When you go to an amusement park, your adrenaline is pumping, your sense of balance is challenged. And so he does work a little bit with that. But he also, and some of that is inspired by drug culture. Like, in the lobby of the museum, there are these giant mushroom sculptures. But now, I think part of it is the idea of just turning your world upside down.
Very different show, been open for a little while. The de Kooning exhibit at MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art. Is it a must-see?
I think it's one of the season's must-see. There has not been a significant retrospective to this artist since the 1990s, and this exhibit gathers works from the time he was 13 to the time shortly before he died when he stopped painting. And I think what's really special about it is you can go to rooms like one of the central galleries where they've united all of the women paintings from the 1950s, and you can see them all in one place, almost as if they're charging at you off the wall. And I think that is definitely a must-see.
In the similar vein, someone posts on our comments page, if you want to see some key drawings from the birth of modernism and the early career of Picasso, go to the Frick's special exhibition, the iconic drawings from Picasso's childhood and the beginning of Cubism. So that's going on at the same time as the de Kooning.
Yes, there's a lot going on at the same time, and a lot of key works being exhibited at this time as well. There's an Upper East Side gallery opening up a show this week about Matisse's relationship to his model, so one of Picasso's cohorts.
Right. In a different vein, there's a big survey of Indian art at the Met, and since it's Diwali today, we should mention that show. I think it's really funny on the traffic reports on the radio. They say alternate side is suspended for a religious observance, but they don't tell us what it is, and we know that it's Diwali. So tell us about the art.
This is an incredible show because the way Indian art is usually regarded is it's regarded by period or dynasty or by the patron that commissioned it. The artists usually get completely overlooked. And what this show has done is it's gone back and looked at 40 key figures who really helped transform Indian painting as we know it, sort of taking it from these flat medieval backgrounds into the 19th century where you see European influence popping up.
And that relationship between patron and artist gets examined in a gallery show you mentioned to us off the air. It's William Pajida at Postmasters, taking a lead in a way from Occupy Wall Street.
Yes. Well, this was a show that he started working on well before Occupy Wall Street came out. But it was inspired by Matt Taibbi's book, Griftopia, in which he examines all of the relationships between Wall Street and our government and everything that led up to the 2008 crash. And what William has done is created visualizations of some of those relationships. So if you don't want to read Matt's very fat book, you can go into a gallery and see it as a picture.
Matt Taibbi was one of our guests during this drive to talk about Griftopia. Let's see. We've got 30 seconds left. Romare Bearden would have been 100 this year. The Met has one of his works up. Studio Museum in Harlem has a show inspired by him opening next month. Anything else you want to mention in a soundbite?
I think the Bearden thing is key. He was key in getting the Studio Museum founded. I think this is going to be an opportunity to see works by some key artists like Mikalina Thomas and also assemblages like John Outerbridge. I think that is going to be one of the fall's big hits.
Caroline Miranda from WNYC Culture's Gallerina Blog. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
Thanks to all our theater and music and all the other critics who came on during this fall preview series during the drive. Thanks to everybody for listening today. The Leonard Lopate Show coming up right after the news with Steve Inskeep and more. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.